I do, dude.
They call me Mr. Boombas. How you
all
doing,
good?
Dude?
I'm all right, dude. I'm all right.
You know, this is really bad for my angles. Because for some reason, I don't know why, this setup is causing me to lean.
Same here, man. I freaking hate sitting on this chair. And then also, anyways, one day we will have a studio or something. Because I think this background is pretty cool with the... Like behind me in the video, you'd see my bookshelves and like posters and stuff. That looks pretty all right. But then next to me, there's also my bed, and it just doesn't.
And
fit
also
the
wall is like really empty above the bed.
Well, I mean, there's Muhammad Ali there. There's Michael Jordan there. Not Michael.
Yeah,
Jackson,
no, but
Jesus
it's
Christ.
Like the contrast. It's just the contrast of like the full right side, and then the left side is just like
Yeah.
It's like a really jacked guy who has really skinny legs.
Like you?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you're not liking it.
Your room is basically me. You fashioned your room in my image, basically.
All right. Well, how about your room? You have a lot of books lying there. That's nice. Is that Spain? Like, there's a poster of Spain, right? Behind you. No, on the other side.
Sure.
Yeah? Is it like what's his name? Cervantes? Don Quixote?
Dude, because
it looks
I love
Cervantes.
Like
a knight. Okay.
There's a character in Did you ever play? You didn't really play video games, did you?
Not really. Growing up.
You were too cool for that. What were you doing?
No.
Boring shit like sports and hitting on girls, right?
Fucking Jesus. Loser. Do you think, I was thinking about this, do you think you and I would be friends if we had met a few years earlier? I doubt it. Like, definitely high school, you would have been the bully, I would have been the nerd, dude. Like, we wouldn't have gotten along.
Dude, you would have been my favorite target to bully because a guy who's taller than me, who doesn't stand up for himself, I would have freaking had a bully fest, you know? I would have.
Oh, man. Fuck. Yeah, dude, I really did not stand up for myself in the sense that, you know, I was still super Christian, and I was told that when someone wants to
turn the other cheek, right,
exactly, and that's what I did. So I'd even be extra nice to the bully, which is the
Would you give them the lunch money before they even asked?
Oh, yeah, I'd give them extra too. Hey, get some dessert, all right? Yeah.
I asked my dad for another euro. Here you go.
Yeah, man. I mean, sometimes I'm sure it works, but we talked about this so often, but to bullies, you have to stand up to them.
So do you feel like... So give us some specifics. Like, who used... Not who, but like, what are some bullying stories you can share with us?
There's this one guy... So look, I wasn't bullied that much. So, and I think, I don't know, my class or school, there wasn't too much bullying going on, I think. Like, not in the sense that we got, like, beaten up and stuff. That never happened. But obviously, this teasing and all that stuff definitely happened. There's one kid in my class. Thank God he left after a couple of years. I really didn't like him. I still don't, actually. He always hid stuff of ours, and he was just freaking annoying the whole time. But I didn't like him. But looking back, I do really pity him, because I think, you know, he when he was like 9 or so, his dad passed away, and I think he just never really recovered.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. But other than that, not really. I mean, definitely I was teased on a lot. And you know... I was talking to our buddy Tarek the other day. He was saying like he was never bullied in school because he just hung out with the right people. So when you're in the right circle, they just won't attack you, quote unquote, anymore, because you're part of the cool group, or you're part of any group at least. Right? And that's kind of like in like a prison. If you're associated with a gang, you're less likely to be jumped. At least individually, I guess.
I feel like prison and
school
share. Yeah, they share a lot of similarities. Yeah.
I do, because I feel like the teachers are kind of like the guards, because you don't want to share too much personal information, because otherwise they're gonna pick up on that and like it will get back to you, you know.
Like the yeah, kids and will... I mean they're total psychos, the teachers as well.
Yeah, but how about you? You bullied a lot of kids.
That's actually not true. So I think that we're
creating these personas. Pushing,
yeah, exactly. We're pushing this false narrative that you were really bullied, which yeah. clearly you weren't. You just told us that you weren't really that hugely bullied. I mean, I was bullied in the sense bully. I'm the bully. I was bullied in the sense that, of course, there was like one or two guys who picked on me, but it wasn't consistent. It wasn't consistent, and it wasn't like it went on for all of high school, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or all of middle school. It was like there would be like moments in time where some guy would bully me or whatever. And none of it was malicious, really. It was just, well, it was malicious, but it wasn't like, there wasn't a psycho who was doing it. It was just some guy who thought it was funny, and then like sometimes it would even get to a head, and then we would have a fight or whatever, and then it would just end from there, you know?
Oh, damn, you did have fights.
Yeah, I mean, like, fights in the sense that I would get mad, or I would push someone or something.
Oh, but no fist fighting.
Yeah, but no fist fighting. Or there was the one time where, this was actually my bad, I, basically, this guy, like, got really mad at me, and he forced me to apologize to his girlfriend. And so, and after I did, it was over. So that was also, yeah. So he wasn't really bullying me. I mean, he was kind of bullying me.
Wait, but because he wanted you to apologize to his girlfriend. So you did something wrong, yeah. probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And so...
Did you say something or what?
Yeah. I said, I did something very disrespectful, but let's not go into that. I was 13 at the time, so...
All right.
And well, he would do this thing. He would do this thing where, like, if I saw him in school, right? And let's say he was like 50 meters away. If he was doing something and he noticed me, he would like stop and go. And like, I was so fucking scared of the guy that like I would like the whole while he was watching me, I wouldn't want to look back because I was so terrified. So I was like. Put my head down and just quickly like get to where I'm going.
Wait, was that in Vienna or in Jakarta?
In Jakarta.
Where's he from?
Because we had this big open school with a big open space, you know, with different little tiny buildings.
Uh-huh.
So like there was a huge chance that going to one building or another that I would run into him. And every time I did, like he would just...
Oh, fuck.
He would Honestly, I mean...
I was thinking about this too. Like you and I, we at least went to pretty schools that were pretty alright. You know, like we were very fortunate because I talked to some. I used to work with some guys who told me that you know their school was pretty shit, like really shit. And there were fights daily. They said there was no day where there was no fist fight going on. So that really felt like I'm sure like prison. You know, and if you're on the wrong side, you hate going to school. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
100%.
Right. But yeah, but I mean bullying I'm sure is a huge problem in schools and I know like I was shocked when I watch Korean movies, for example. Man, the bullying is bad. Like I think I know, now maybe dude,
what
it's
the
changing.
Hell is going on there? Japanese schools, Korean schools.
Yeah, because it's so hierarchical, you know, I think. And then especially if you're the rich kid, you can do anything you want. Like,
yeah, and then and you know, did you notice this about Japanese schools that in every movie, the shit goes down in the on the rooftop. There's always like
really?
Everything. Yeah, everything. If you watch Japanese high school movies, which there are numerous, and a lot of them are really good actually.
Mm-hmm.
A lot meaning some of them are really good, like quite critically acclaimed. The ultimate, the climax always happens on the rooftop. Always.
I don't know.
There's always like a warm-up scene on the rooftop in the middle of the movie, and then there's a climax at the rooftop.
By the way, did you watch Hunger Games? or read it?
Yes.
Okay.
You mean the ripoff of of?
That's what I mean. Of Battle Royale.
Yeah.
So everyone,
it's like the ripoff of Battle Royale and 1942 or something.
Is that a Japanese movie as well?
Sorry, 1984, not 1942. 1984 by George Orwell. Yeah, it is, because it's a dystopian future with three different Schichten.
Oh, come on. Three different social. Any dystopian any dystopian novel will be then a ripoff of 1984.
That's real bullying, dude. You want to experience some real bullying?
Yeah.
Any dystopian.
What would you do if a kid keeps repeating what you say?
I don't know, because I am that kid, so. You're basically asking me what I think about myself. I like it.
Okay.
What about you? What would you do?
I don't know.
If I started repeating all.
No, I mean, I'd just be patient. I try to be patient, but eventually, I don't know. Just
turn the other
nice
cheek.
Way, say, tell the kid to shut up.
Okay. Let me ask you about the Hunger Games.
Uh-huh.
So what did you think? What did you want to say about it?
I read the all three. Third one was absolute crap, I thought. I didn't like it at all.
Yeah, what the heck was it?
Yeah. Both movie and book wise, but the first and second one I loved. The books were amazing, really, really exhilarating.
Sorry to interrupt, but the third one, if I remember, so spoilers, everyone. But the third one, if I remember correctly, was the one. So the second one ends with like a ship, crashing into the dome, right, and rescuing her, right?
Yeah.
And then the third one, like. She gets to meet the secret society, right? The secret rebel society.
And
it was like really random. Does a Hunger Game ever happen? Yes, in the third one again, right?
No, I don't think
so. No, it doesn't. It's just straight up like the resistance. Just war. Okay, yeah. It's just war. Yeah.
That's why it was boring, I think.
Yeah, because it wasn't the same as the first two.
True, but then right? Harry Potter. Same thing in Harry Potter. Like in the last part, they don't go to Hogwarts till the very, very end. Spoiler again, but okay.
And I thought that was so amazing that they went on this adventure only for the seventh one.
I agree.
Right?
Seventh one was amazing. Like, until then, every single Harry Potter is amazing because they're in Hogwarts and all that stuff. And then the last one, the school doesn't really, there's no high school, school.
Nothing
happens. But still was amazing because they have all these struggles and oh man, it was so good.
So it was crazy. It was
just
so
the
good.
End, maybe I didn't like too much, but I still don't. I still don't think Snape is a good guy.
You wanted Voldemort to win or what?
No, but I don't think Snape should get the respect that he got. Because he's, I mean, obviously, okay, right, very courageous thing. Like, he was hiding from Voldemort or whatever. He was good all the time. That's great. But he freaking hated a kid, just because his dad was bullying him. The bullying was really bad. I agree. But you should not hate a kid, regardless of who the parent is. And also, the kid is from the love of his life. So, a part of him should also love the kid. I mean, he also protected it, so I guess that's the love. But
he looked
I mean?
James Potter.
Yeah, James Potter was a fucking asshole, by the way.
Yeah, he looked like him. That's why.
So what? You know what I mean? Like, you're an adult and you're hating on a 10-year-old. How? What does that say about you?
Yeah, well, dude, I'm sorry, but it's a normal human response. Some people don't like you because you look like Kim Jong-un. The bully.
You think there was this documentary that got released on Netflix, right? The Last Dance.
No. Kim Jong Un. I can't have you sully the name of Snape and get away with it. So what do you want to say?
You're a big fan of.
Of course, Snape? Man. He was great. It was like one of the greatest characters, dude.
He was a very good character. I agree for the book, but he himself, I think he's kind of a douche, an asshole.
Why?
I just mentioned that if you hate a kid for the reason
he
that
just hated everyone generally, he was mean to everyone, wasn't he?
Not really, his own people, not like his.
And I'm
people.
Sorry that he was like, oh, kind of a little sad or mad at Harry when he was fucking double agenting, triple agenting, and like basically the fate of the world rested on his arms because he was in with the Valdis and with the Death Eaters and yeah. He was in with the
people.
Phoenix, the Order of the Phoenix. He was like basically everything like rode on this guy. And everything rolled on him, keeping up his persona and making sure that no one on any side suspected him. And you're sitting there and you're like, well, he should have been a little kinder to the little boy who had no parents. It's like, oh, yeah. I think he has a lot of time to think about that while he's trying to keep up appearances, you know, to both sides. Not to one side, to both sides. Both equally as strong and
why both sides? Why does he have to convince the Order of Phoenix?
Because I'm sorry, but he does have to convince them, because if they don't trust him, they're gonna throw his ass into the prison of Azkaban.
That kind of makes sense.
Not the prison of Azkaban. Sorry, into Azkaban.
Yeah. Prison of Azkaban makes sense. No.
Isn't the book is called The Prisoner of Azkaban, and then Azkaban is the prison, isn't it?
Yeah.
They would throw his ass into Azkaban.
What do you think Azkaban is like?
Isn't it the place where, like, those crazy fools, like...
The Dementors?
The Dementors. crazy. Are they actually human, or are they just,
No, I don't know what they are, actually.
And they're, like, these crazy fools who, like, guards. Mumble stuff?
Yeah.
They just mumble
stuff. They just suck the life out of you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just by standing there, or do they actually...
No, they're outside to guard it, and then also... But I don't understand, really, because they follow Lord Voldemort, so I'm not really sure what happens.
That's true, right? They end up following him, yeah.
So exactly. So when everything's done, the Dementors are in prison then? Is that what it means?
The Dementors become the Demented.
Fuck.
One sprout Dementors, now
that's like the worst prison demented. Cellmate. You want to have a conversation with him, and he's just
Dementors. Yeah, man. So don't mess with Snape, man. You're like, he should have been nice to him. Like, he's got all kinds of stuff to deal with, man. He's got to kill Dumbledore. Spoiler. He's got to kill Dumbledore. Excuse me, and he has to pretend as if he likes it.
Oh yeah, he did it. Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, and then he has to pretend he has to like it.
That was the worst book, by the way.
He could have kissed Harry. As he left Hogwarts.
I think the sixth one I didn't like that much.
What happened in the sixth one? At the end, that's when Dumbie dies, right?
That's where Dumbie dies.
But what happens during
Snape
the... things come to a head with Malfoy because he's really stressed out. Cause
he should kill... And then... Yeah. And it turns out Dumbledore told... spoiler again... Dumbledore told Snape beforehand to kill him because he's going to die anyways because he had like a poisoning on the hand.
Yeah.
Because so the whole sixth part is how they...
And they needed him to kill Dumbledore to convince the Death Eaters 100%
that
Snape was down with them.
Yeah. And then later
and also
it turned
hadn't
out...
Hadn't Snape made like the... He'd made the promise to Malfoy's mom that he would protect Malfoy.
Yeah, that's why also that's also to convince everyone.
Yeah, but he also made the promise.
Unbreakable promise.
Exactly. So he had to do it, right? He had to do it either way.
Yeah, but by then I think it was already clear that Snape has to kill Dumbledore, I think. Maybe not. But yeah, the sixth part is just how they follow all the Horcruxes and...
Snape was the greatest character in Harry Potter, man. I will not have you sully his name.
I mean, I agree that Harry Potter was one of the worst characters in Harry Potter, as you say. Ron was great. The whole Weasley family was amazing, I thought. Except for Bill and Charlie. I mean, they barely appeared.
Fred.
Was it Fred or was it George?
Why are you laughing?
I don't know. I think it's so funny that you, like, I've never heard someone say that about a fictional character.
Rest in peace. Was it Fred? One of the twins, right? It was
Yeah, Fred, one of them lost an ear and the other died.
And what were their names? Fred and? Or
George.
Fred and George, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was Fred, if I remember
correctly. Wait, it starts with, I think, Charlie, then Bill, or the other way around. Then Percy, the freaking nerd.
The one who's snitch. Like a real, yeah.
And yeah, so he goes to the bad for the side. Rules. Yeah, he becomes bad because he wants to
work. He goes to the bad side?
Yeah, I mean, he works for the government, the ministry, so...
Oh.
Yeah, but he's not a Death Eater per se, but... And then he does return back to good at the end.
Wait, he works for the Voldies or what?
No, not Voldies, but like Fudge. Prime Minister or Ministry of...
Yeah, what is up with Fudge? Yeah. He just wants to give in to Voldemort or what?
I think he does. He has to step down eventually. So he steps down, I think, in the fourth or fifth book. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, so who else is there? Yeah, then I think it's Fred, George, Ron, Ginny.
All right.
Yeah.
And then isn't Harry there Potter. Another one, or is Ginny the youngest?
No, Ginny's the youngest, and then she marries Harry Potter. So they're like real family now, right?
And then Ron marries Hermione. And
Yeah, exactly. Why is it Hermione and not Hermione?
I always used to say it in my head, Hermione. When I first started reading Hermione.
Did you read the books before you watched the movies?
Dude, I didn't even watch the movies.
Wow.
I watched the third movie and I was like, what is going on here? Or the fourth. And I remember being like, even I don't understand this. And I've read the books. And wow. I don't understand it. And then I was like, I will never watch the movies again.
Oh man, the movies are not that bad actually. But yeah, the books
apparently
are freaking
amazing. Some of them are good.
Yeah.
And I remember I watched the third one, and what I liked about it was, and back then this was also a novelty, right? You've got something in your mind, and now all of a sudden you're seeing it on screen, which is great, you know, which is amazing. Like a visual, it's like a visual graphic novel or whatever. Animated or whatever. So that was the great thing. And I remember the third one, I believe it was the third one. I remember thinking this is okay.
Yeah.
Because it's like seeing scenes that you've imagined in real life. But then the fourth one happened, or the fifth one. I think it was the fourth one I liked, and then the fifth one. It was the fifth one, because Voldemort comes back. He's revealed in the first, in that
That's
one.
That's in the fourth
fifth
one.
Okay, then it must have been the fourth one.
I mean, the fourth and one is the one where he... well, we're getting very specific here, by the way.
It's the Prisoner of Azkaban. It's the one where Sirius Black is in.
But he's in several. One? He's in 3, 4, 5.
The first one he comes in.
Third one.
Anyways, the one that I was watching, and it was like...
The third one was great, by the way.
It's the one where that woman escapes. She's a prisoner and she escapes. She's the crazy. She's like, I think she's the sister-in-law of Sirius Black or something like that, or the. You know, she's played by
Lestrange.
Yeah, you
Bellatrix,
know that she's
Bellatrix.
Yeah, exactly. When she escapes from
the
prison.
That's the fourth one, I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah. So, but anyways, in the movie. And I remember
Helena
I was
Bonham
watching
Carter,
that movie.
Right? Yeah.
Helena Bonham Carter. I was watching the movie and I was like, I don't even know what's going on here. Like, how is someone who not even read the book supposed to understand? I don't even know what's going on here.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, like, this is stupid. And then I just never watched the movie after that again.
Damn.
Yeah. And I also, like, look, great job acting, but I thought Ralph Fiennes looked really stupid in the makeup. Really,
really,
really stupid. I thought he looked really silly.
He's a great actor.
Acting wise, top notch, everything. I even have watched like clips on YouTube and stuff and really great. But I just think he looks really silly. He looks really silly, you know. So I watched a compilation of like Snape moments and like how it leads up to Snape revealing his, you know, double agent. And
I don't think he ever does, actually.
He
not
does
to the,
because
not to the Death Eaters.
Not to the Death Eaters, yeah. But as he's dying, he takes his memory, right? And gives it to Harry. And that was, to me, it was very emotional.
That was, when reading it the first time, man.
When maybe reading it, read but then the when I again. Saw this, when I saw those YouTube compilations, I was like, rest in peace, Snape. Rest in peace. Don't listen to the freaking Pascal. Oh, Snape. Oh, Snape. I was like, rest in peace, Snape.
Oh, man.
What about Hunger Games, though? Let's
Harry
get back
Potter
to Hunger
Games.
Harry
Potter would have been a great... yeah, dude. I mean, first and second were amazing. I freaking loved it. I watched the movie first, at least the first one, and then read the first one. I thought even then the reading was great. The second one I read first and then watched the movie. Still great, both of them. Second one was actually really cool. Because the game was really, really insane. And then the third one I thought was absolute garbage.
Yeah, I watched the first movie and then I was like, wow. And then I read the all three books after that.
Yeah, yeah. But then...
And then I watched... Yeah.
No, you go ahead. Blah, blah, blah. You go ahead. So, what I did like is, spoiler again, that it ended kind of sad. So there's no real happy ending. Not completely. At the end, they... they bring down the regime. Right? Regime? Do you say regime? They bring down the government. Please don't tell me you stopped. Hey guys, sorry. We had a brief technical difficulty. We're back. So we were talking about... we're talking about...
Hunger Games. So then I wanted to ask you, how did the... you didn't like how it ended. I forgot how it ended. They...
Oh, yeah. So they bring down the government. They take down the government. And then...
Donald Sutherland.
Katniss? What's her name?
Yeah, Katniss.
Katniss. She realizes that the rebel leader, she will be exactly the same. She's also going to be a dictator one. Like, that's what she thinks. So she just takes her bow and arrow and then shoots the rebel leader. And then
as she's giving a speech, right, or something.
Yeah,
like
while
that.
She's giving a speech, and then she brings on the government. But then I think she doesn't go to prison, but I guess she's like outcast. So she just spends the
right. She gets put again in like the fourth, that outer district or something. Right?
But she marries Peter, or what his name was, Petra, Peter.
Peter. Yeah, the guy who's like obsessed with her, right? Peter.
Yeah. And then they have kids, and I guess they're kind of happy, but it. When you read it, you don't feel too happy for her. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, she got jerked around.
Yeah. Tough life.
I can't believe they put her into the Hunger Games twice.
Yeah, that's tough.
That was mean.
Especially the second one with all the champions, right? Well, anyways. Oh, we didn't even get to talk. This is what I want to talk about, actually. I'm living the vegan lifestyle, trying to vegetarian, you know what I mean? And this Saturday, a couple of days ago, I had meat for the first time again in like almost 2 months. Yeah. So I wanted to talk about that, but...
Oh my God.
What?
Cool story, bro. All
right, I'm going to discard that. Okay, all right.
Your certificate is in the mail.
All right. Okay. Let's wrap it up, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening. Please follow Ali on Instagram at Ali the Hasnain and me on at Pascal Hausberger. And yes, we upload this on YouTube and Spotify and all the other platforms every single Sunday. So please stay tuned and see you next week.
Bye, guys.